Guys, it's here. This is my 100th podcast episode, and I am super excited, super humbled that I am still here. You guys are still listening, and it just reminds me of why. Why have I started this? And truly, it is for the love of the students. And so I want to share with you lessons I've learned and what's happening as I continue to move forward. Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. So I got started in special education kind of on accident. I wanted to work for the schools because I wanted the same schedule as my kids. I wanted to be able to help support our family, but also be there for them, for their after-school activities, for them after school. And so working for the schools just sounded like the perfect solution. And really, ultimately, it was. But when I applied at the schools, they had like 5 different openings. And they asked me to rank them on where I thought I would want to work, like first thing. And honestly, it was like recess monitor. I'm like, that would probably be super easy and you know, over and done with. And then working in a special education class was pretty much the furthest from my mind. And then I had some friends telling me like, oh, you don't want to be in this class. You don't want to go to that school. You know, the kids there are pretty challenging, like, you know. And so I was like, oh, goodness. Well, of course, they call and answer me, or they call and offer me the position for the class that everybody was warning me about. But I took it. And so going in pretty much blind, you know, they don't train you right away. And honestly, I don't remember getting much training at the very beginning as far as official training. Thankfully, I was blessed with a fabulous team who helped me navigate working with these students. However, in the first was like, well, you're working with this student and he struggles with this, this, and this, and here you go. Good luck. And I was like, oh my, all right, sure. And so it was definitely very eye-opening, very stressful at first. I mean, not to say it's not stressful now, but a different kind of stressful, because then you really don't know what you're doing. You really have no clue. And you really want to be so ever gentle. I felt like almost like, you know, you're newborn. You're very super gentle, especially your first one. You know, you want to like lay them down so sweetly and like picking them up so gently and just, you know, all of those things. Anyways, I felt like I had to be like that with those students. But I soon learned like everybody just treated them and cared for them just like any other student, like any other kid. And just remind them like, no, you can't do this. Or here, let me help you with this. Or how do you ask for help? And just lots of different ways and how I learned to communicate with them, how to interact with them, how to engage with them, and how to connect as best as we could, because some of them just did not have that capacity. But letting them know that I was there for them, whoever I was working with at the time. Now, fast forward, empty nester, all of these things, and now, you know, now it's like, okay, we want to plan for our future even more, and what is retirement going to look like? What is, you know, having grandkids and all these other things and traveling and time with our parents more, just all these things, and how do we want to make that happen? And yes, we have planned for it, but I wanted more. I wanted to be able to contribute more. And I really feel like God has just given me this huge dream to have even more impact, influence, not just the material things, which of course are fabulous, but to really have impact and what really stirs my heart. And he just showed me it's truly the students, and especially the most challenging ones have really tugged on my heart to really try and reach and connect and help and mold and model and influence as much as possible for as long as those students are with us. And so this kind of brings me back to a podcast. Now, this first came to my attention, having a podcast like 3 or 4 years ago. And at that time, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, what am I going to do in a podcast? Who really, somebody wants to hear from me? All of those things. And so I kind of shoved it out of the corner for a while. And then it just kind of kept coming up on different things that I was learning. I mean, and honestly, of course, I was listening to podcasts. And so just hearing different things, and do I really want to grow an online business? And do I really want to do this and this? And you know, they're saying like podcast is a growing industry. So then I had opportunity to take the class with Stephanie Gass, and you know, then it's like, do I really want to? And then, but it just never went away. So God really planted that in my heart and mind, like, this is what you need to do. This is where you need to be. And so I jumped in, and I'm sure if you go back and listen to like my first, I don't know, 20 episodes, I am totally nervous, stressed out, unsure, not confident, and, you know, having to stop, and it just took me forever to edit, and, you know, all of these things. And now it's so awesome because I really have found my voice. And that voice is to be a voice for those who can't speak for themselves, who struggle to speak for themselves. And so it's just been an amazing journey so far in stepping into what God has called me to do. And He truly does bless and equip us to do that. And it is such a blessing and very humbling to walk into it. And I know that there's still so much to do, so much to accomplish, but I am truly thankful for where I'm at now and close to 20,000 downloads, and that just is like mind-blowing to me. But I just want to say again, thank you for your support, for listening. And I do hope and pray that I add value and that you're able to take what I teach and apply it to your classroom to hopefully help you grow and help your students grow so that they can be the best that they can be. So to get a little more specific, there's just a few lessons I want to share. And one is, truly enjoying being where you are. Now, I would not continue to do this podcast, to speak out, to start making videos on YouTube now. I mean, all these other things. And if I didn't enjoy being here, if I didn't enjoy teaching, learning, growing, and sharing it with you. I love the students. I love the opportunity to teach them behavior strategies and see them grow as they learn to use them, as they learn to advocate for themselves, and just watch them blossom. It's super exciting to see that growth in them. And so it's funny because I just read an article about you don't have to love your students in order to be a good teacher. And I do agree, you know, but you have to enjoy being there. You have to, students need to see that you're happy to be there. Students need to see that you care about them. And granted, I know it seems like even extra, you know, you're the parent, you're the discipline person, you're the teacher, you're the, you know, you're wearing all these hats as well as, you know, being a mom and a wife, you know, to your own personal family. And sometimes I think it can get convoluted a little bit. And I'm not saying you need to love every single one of your students in order to succeed. I don't believe it has to be that way. But I definitely see the huge difference in students when they know their teacher is happy to be there and that their teacher is happy that they are there. Huge difference. Seeing that in the classroom with teachers who enjoy being there and who care for their students. And so that is what I strive to do each and every day. So another lesson I've learned is that I do love learning. I do love learning more about trauma-informed care, trauma-informed teaching, how trauma really does shape the minds of students who have been and are going through trauma, and how that does affect their behavior, because the way they think is shaped by the circumstances and their environment and what they've been through and possibly are going through, and that affects their behaviors. And sometimes that comes out explosive because they don't know what to do with all of these emotions. And so being able to come in and learn, like, how can we help them get some control while they're at school so that they can learn, is huge. And so I have really enjoyed that process and continue to enjoy that process and learning of other strategies of, or how to do strategies maybe differently in a different way. Because of course, not every single strategy works the same with every single student. It is really individualized. And so a constant learning to be a lifelong learner, for sure, I have enjoyed that and continue to enjoy that. And then number three lesson is that perseverance, consistency. And that's not only in doing my podcast, but it's also in showing up for my team and who I work with, showing up for my family, showing up for my friends, showing up for my students, and all the other students that we work with as well. Just being there, persevering, pushing through the hard times, being consistent. Those are such huge examples for your students. And so I want to encourage you to continue to do that. Now, I'm going to switch again to moving forward. So I am super excited that in the future, near future, I am going to have a coaching program to where I would love to work with you individually, coaching you one-on-one or doing group coaching so that you have another part of your team to collaborate with in meeting the needs of your students and helping them succeed. And so you can get in on the inside scoop in being the first to know when my program will come out. And so if you check the show notes, and I'll let you know, it's bit.ly/scoop4u. That's bit.ly/scoop4u. And you can sign up and you'd be the first to know when all of these programs and opportunities come out. I would really love to have you on there. So also, I want to say, as I start a program, a portion of my future earnings is going to go to Care Portal. Now, Care Portal is a ministry that partners with DHS, which is the Department of Human Services, who help service foster families. And foster families are looking for all kinds of things. And it's down to gas, food, clothes, furniture, utilities paid, rent paid, all kinds of things. But I am looking for, once I start my program, to donate a portion of my earnings to Care Portal to help support foster families, because I want to put my money where my mouth is, and that is a great ministry and opportunity to be able to help my community as well and those foster families. Now, I want to wrap up with, I know, hopefully, you guys have seen that I have these awesome leather teacher journals that I want to give away to you as a thank you for your support. And you have to had given a review on Apple Podcast, and I will connect with you and mail that everything free to you as a thank you for your support of this podcast. And again, thank you so much for all that you do for your students, for all that you do for your support here. And don't forget to sign up so you are in the inside scoop on what is coming up in the near future of my program, and to know that a portion of future earnings is going to support Care Portal and foster families. So thank you so much. Again, you can check out the show notes if you have any questions or just need reminders. You can also message me on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, on all of those platforms. That is where I'm at. And Instagram now. Sorry, I forgot about that. Anyways, thank you so much again for 100. I am so looking forward to the next 100. And I'm super excited to see how God is going to keep working and opening doors and getting to work with you guys. Like, super excited. Thanks again, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.